Tony Fairbanks opened his Bible to Psalm 23 to bring a comfort that has eluded him since he heard the news March 21st that a gunman opened fire at Red Lake High School. Five students, the school security guard, and a teacher were killed. The UW Superior Native American specialist has spent 9 sleepless nights at Red Lake trying to help.
It's been a nightmare, constant nightmare, and I'm still trying to wake up from this nightmare.
Fairbanks grew up on the Red Lake Reservation in northern Minnesota. From 1998 until 2 years ago, he coached the middle school's football team, which included several of the dead and wounded students and the alleged shooter, Jeffrey Weiss. Now he hopes a thorough investigation by law enforcement will break this cycle of violence. He says UW Superior will send him to Red Lake to be part of that effort.
My concern is when the media leaves and the dust settles, what's going to happen in Red Lake? What's going to happen to those kids? How are they going to, number one, recover, number two, heal, number three, survive? So that's a very big concern. This has changed our lives. This has changed our lives.
Fairbanks says his recovery will be long-term, but culturally, he says, Indian people have been through a lot.
We've been through genocide. We've been through oppression, conflict, violence, all the things that take away from all the good things within our reservation system, within our homes, within our families, within our culture, within our spirituality.
He says Red Lake is a close-knit, caring community that's been infected by gang violence. So for now, recovery is day-to-day at Red Lake.
Look back on this someday and with sorrow, but hopefully that day will be better.
That someday may still be a long way off. Fairbanks says during one of the student funerals, there was a drive-by shooting just 2 blocks away. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.